Welcome back to Lab Mix, the podcast about Tesco. How are you, Alyssa?
I'm doing well. How are you, Nicholas?
I am ready to take a walk down memory lane.
Oh, zing.
We're going to talk about the history of walking her, trials and tribulations, what we've learned, what she does now. So what's your earliest memory of walking her?
Well, I remember her very first walk, and we also bought her first collar and leash from the Humane Society. They have like a little, as you walked out and were at the desk, they had leashes, and I had no idea like what size to get her or anything. So I just grabbed a medium thinking like I'll just split the difference. And then, yeah, we brought her home and we walked around.
It was green, right? Green collar.
It was green. It was like limey green. And we went directly across the street to a PetSmart and also bought her a harness. And that was green too. And yeah, her very first walk was that evening. We walked around in the neighborhood. We walked probably like two blocks in like a square around the house. But do you remember we were walking and like halfway through the block, she's a puppy. That's something that we can talk about. You just got no idea how to walk on a leash. It's not like a thing that happens. And I didn't know that. It didn't really occur to me until we were walking. She had no idea what was going on. And there was a big, barky, reactive dog up on the... he was behind a fence and kind of walking out of the house.
Okay.
And like did like a bark, bark, bark. And we just didn't know what to do. Like she wouldn't walk any further. So we like picked her up and we're like, oh, like, sorry, first walk. And like waved on. That's do you remember that?
I do kind of remember that. Yeah. Which dog was it? German Shepherd?
No, it was like a big pity that's not around anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I sort of remember that. I didn't remember what exact dog it was, but
yeah, she got barked at.
Yeah,
and we had no idea what we were doing. We just picked her up, and then I think we picked her up
and walked around the block. Yeah. I mean, some of her walks still somewhat go like that, for what it's worth. Less picking up, just because we can't anymore. But yeah, we walked her on the 6-foot leash for some amount of time before realizing that it wasn't probably the best option.
Yes. I feel like we're talking about walking, it does make sense to talk about equipment. So we had been recommended to always walk her either on a flat clip collar, which is just like a normal dog collar that clips together, not the like belt type ones. Then a harness, and there's like a little bit of talk back and forth about a front clip, like attaching the clip to the front versus attaching the leash to the back. So like attaching it where her chest is or attaching it like at the top of her back. But we started attaching it at the front, like at her chest for a while, even on the 6-foot leash. And yeah, it was just awful.
With the 6-foot leash, it was pointless.
Right. She was like a little sled dog. She was just pulling with all her might in all directions.
Because she loves sniffing more than anything on a walk. She still does.
Right.
And so there'd be like, new sniff over here, new sniff over here, new sniff over here. And I want to be ahead of you guys the whole time.
Right.
So yeah, she would just get like caught up in the 6-foot leash the whole time.
Yes. And it's worth saying too, like she was also very overstimulated, and that's something that we learned to manage over time. But I was looking back at pictures of when we were walking her like December. So like she's like, you know, a few months old at that point, and her hackles were up for like every other picture and you don't even realize
Poor girl.
Right. She was just super, and it was never like,
and we don't even live in like a busy area.
No.
It is a city, but it's not like a super busy area.
Yeah, but I think walks are where we learned more about her being wired sensitively.
Right.
She's just a little sensitive.
Totally.
So shout out to that barky reactive dog from the beginning, because like she's not.
Or he made her that way.
Well, fortunately, she is not. her reactions are not like that robust, but she is definitely like really activated on walks, and that's something that we've worked really hard to manage. And yes,
right,
it worked.
Yeah.
It started with switching from the 6-foot leash, because that was just so dumb.
And then what is it now, a 10-foot leash?
I think it's actually a 12-foot biothane leash that we use now, and it's
with a harness as before.
And the front clip helps, because if she hits the end of it and is pulling, it does turn her back towards us. Like it reorients her.
Yeah.
If there's a ton of tension, it forces her body a little bit to look at us.
I think she pays attention to us more when she has it clipped on her chest than on the back, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, walks now are much better than they were, I would say. She still will get caught up on some walks of just like, I don't want to move from this one spot.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something we had talked about originally of like when we got her, I mean, of using walking her as like exercise for ourselves. And it just has never really been exercise because you're just kind of standing mm-hmm. there for most of the time you take her out. But we have like predictable patterns now, I think, which helps both of us or all of us. And getting actual movement while still stimulating her, letting her sniff around, go to the bathroom, everything.
Yeah, totally. I think it was interesting. Like, the more I learned, the more my expectations definitely evolved a ton. Where I agree, I thought walking, like, to meet her needs meant I have to meet her exercise needs. So she needs to be, like, walking briskly, and we're going for, like, quite a distance. And we're right out there for at least 60 minutes, and it's, like, a whole thing.
And more so than meeting her exercise needs, you mean, like, meeting her like mental stimulation needs, right?
Well, that's what I was going to say next. So my initial expectations were about meeting her exercise needs. And I started to I learned more. And what I learned was, okay, yeah, to meet her needs on a walk, like, you know, she needs to go to the bathroom and have that need met, obviously. But it's like much more tiring to let her sniff and go at her own pace. And meeting needs doesn't need to look like brisk walking in one direction that I'm dictating for 60 to 90 minutes.
I don't think she ever did that, but no, yeah. That's probably why it was so frustrating initially, yeah. Because we would try to get her to cover distance and she just wouldn't.
Well, and it's like, it's just what I thought you needed to do. And then...
Right, yeah, we didn't really know.
And then, yeah, learning, like, no, actually, like, if the walk is about meeting her needs and not meeting my needs, like, if I'm walking and meeting my needs, then chances are I'm walking quickly and in a circle.
Yeah, so totally. I'm not going That's just over never going to be the case.
Right, I'm not going over the same spot over and over. But honestly, like, some of the best walks that I've had with her are walking the same length of block back and forth over and over again.
Oh, sure.
Because she's not getting overstimulated and she's sniffing what she wants to sniff and she's able to engage with the environment in ways that don't feel like super overwhelming to her. And then she's not pulling on the leash and she's not like frantic. And so,
but she is freaking out the neighbors.
She is. Well, and we look weird. And that's the other thing too, is she has her gear, but we've also evolved to have ours where we carry like a literal trainer's treat pouch thing.
Oh yeah. Every time.
Mm-hmm. Cause yeah, we walk with treats always. And it used to be that she would get tons and tons of treats for, like, that was something I was lucky enough to learn early on. Like, if she saw a person walking, she got a treat. If she saw a dog walking, she got a treat.
Yeah, you were great about that.
Yeah, if there was anything new in the environment that she was willing to check out, she got a treat. And we did that for a long time. Mm-hmm. And now we use them more for, like, specific pattern games and types of engagement things.
But yeah, she reacts a lot differently now to seeing new things. She kind of just sits there, stands there. She does still like to stare, which is, it's not that bad to mm-hmm. do that.
No, not at all.
Yeah, she's really good on walks for the most part. She's not going to walk at our side anytime soon, no. But we don't need her to.
And the longer leash lets her go at her pace much more often, which is quicker than ours. She walks faster than me.
Right. If she's going in the straight line, yeah, it's hard to keep up. You kind of mm-hmm. have to pull back on her a little bit. But she listens to commands pretty well. On the topic of the equipment, the little treat bag with the poop bags in it made me think this morning, it's nice to always have poop bags along. And I was lucky to have more along this morning because she had already pooped, picked that up. And then we were walking up a different street because I was trying to avoid the mayhem around school going into session. And we were in front of this house for like a long time. She sniffed this one spot for probably, 90 seconds, which feels like a long time when you're standing there. And then I finally got her to move. And then I saw like near where she was sniffing, there was another pile of dog poop. It was not her. She didn't do it. But I'm like, I was just standing here for almost 2 minutes. They're going to come out. They're going to think it was my dog that did this. I got to pick this up too. So I went into the bag, picked up that poop too. Anyway, back to Tesco's walks. I think the walks just become, part of my day now. And it's like early on, they sucked. I think we can agree on that. Like, it wasn't fun to do it, especially when we felt pressure to be like, oh, we have to be out here with her to give her what she needs. So until we learned that that's not exactly what she needs, it was really hard. And then still some days it sucks. Like, it's raining, it's cold, and she wants to be out there. that sort of thing. I don't mind it almost ever now. I like having the reason to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it feel less weird, like walking by everybody's house. Like if you have a dog, it feels better to walk by everybody's house to me. Mm-hmm. I don't feel weird being around other people when I have my dog.
Right.
So yeah, I think we just have predictable walk times now, which is nice for her and for us, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think when I think about walking her too, it's hard. I like don't want to jump too much into the socialization piece of it because obviously like there's walks around the neighborhood, which are like our daily walks. And then there's like putting her on a leash and going and exploring a new space, which is sure. like a type of walk. But I think like something that I do want to share is, like you said, it's really hard, especially with a dog that's like a little bit anxious. She's a big girl. And we also like really wanted to do a lot of like defensive walking. Like I felt really strongly about not having her meet dogs on leash, just mm-hmm. recognizing like the stress that would cause me. And then also knowing that there's like some behavioral things that can come up if that gets like kind of rehearsed. And so like, it always felt a little stressful walking in the neighborhood. And so I can hear little nails.
I wonder if you can hear that on the microphone.
She's walking around in the living room by us. But yeah, like that was something that was like a little bit stressful for me on a personal level too, like early on. But
yeah,
one of the things that I want to share that was like one of the greatest joys of having her for me, and like some of the things that make me so happy were, we went to a sniff spot for the first time. Shout out to sniff spots. They're amazing. Mm-hmm. I took her to a sniff spot in an effort to kind of diversify.
Which is like Airbnb for
a dog yard. Yeah, you like rent someone has a space, like a yard, and they can say like it's fenced in or not and how much space is there. And it's really, really helpful for reactive dogs or dogs that have trouble because they'll list like, are dogs visible? Can you hear people? Do you mm-hmm. see other animals and whatever? So I had heard about it and I went because I'm like, perfect. I can just, again, meet her exercise needs in ways that aren't just walking because it is so hard. Yeah. And we went to a property that had a trail. And for the first time, we walked on a trail together. And that is something that brings me so much joy because all that hard work of paying her for checking in and having her know that like treats come from me when we're walking.
Yeah.
And like she was so engaged but also so like brave, and it just looked so different when we were walking on a trail instead of walking on the sidewalk.
Totally.
And now it's like my favorite thing to do with her by so much. Hiking with her is amazing. She's a really, really, really good trail dog. And we
yeah.
have either that leash, that 10-foot biathane leash, which we can hold, and it's really, or whatever, it's 12-foot, which is fine. But we can also use it as a drag leash, so she's not totally mm-hmm. off leash, but we can kind of pick it up. But she kind of maintains within reaching distance of that leash usually, and she's just awesome on trails. And that's different.
She really
than a
is.
Walk.
She loves being out in the woods or on a hillside or whatever. She hasn't done like mountain hiking yet, but right. She loves it. She loves running up the trail and then coming back to see where you are, then going further down the trail. Like,
right.
yeah, she
but
loves
she
doing it.
She won't ever let us out of her sight.
Right, yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
She listens for our cues for, like, which directions we're going. And if we do recall when we're on a trail, it's, like, the snappiest, most, like, full run immediately type of recall. Like,
totally.
She's just really, really naturally engaged in ways that she's not in the neighborhood on walks. Because yeah, they are still tricky, even though I totally agree with you that the routines feel so much easier now that she's also not a puppy. Like this is about raising a puppy.
That's an important point.
She
to
had
make.
To go outside so often when she was little. It was like
yeah,
every
that's
couple
true.
Hours she needed to go outside hard. To go to the bathroom and then wanted to be out there.
Right.
And now
there's predictable times and it's great. Mm-hmm. I don't love getting kicked in the head at 6:15 every morning so she can do her morning walk. But
God bless you. I feel like you should get credit on this
bad.
For Nick does almost exclusively do the early morning walk. He gets up with her at 6:15, 6:30 and does the first morning go round, which I really appreciate.
I do like doing it now. I have accepted my burden and I look forward to it now. It's a good routine to start my day. Like I said, I wish it didn't happen that she's kicking me in the head. Maybe I have to wake up earlier, kick her in the head to wake up. But yeah, it's a fun way to get outside right away.
Yeah.
Even though it's still pitch black out when we go outside right now.
Right. And I'll say I tend to do the middle of the day longer walk whenever I can, just because I do really like it for like a really similar reason, like a kind of a reset. And then we usually use that one as more of, I'm not going to call it a training walk because it's not like she walks in a heel and does like, it's not a structured walk, but like the longer kind of slower pace where it's not like about, you know, I got to start my day and kind of get going. Instead, it's like, we're going to kind of take our time and see how she's feeling. And we usually use the opportunity for some training. Like we'll do pattern games and things on the walk. And I really love that walk because it makes me feel connected to her.
Totally.
A little corn cobber.
She's, yeah, cobbing away on her little pig toy right now, right in front of us.
Oh. Going to try to record. Alyssa
tried to record and she stopped doing it. There she was. Oh, sniffing just like she does on her walks.
Little sniffaries.
Yes.
No longer
sniffari.
Need,
I like that.
Yeah, don't need to do a brisk walk that doesn't meet her needs. Instead, just doing a little sniffaries.
Yeah, totally. I get, though, as we wrap up here, the only other thing I was going to mention is like two different times throughout the year plus we've had her, I've tried to like go on a jog with her to see if she likes it.
Yeah, sure.
The first time she did not like it at all. It felt like torturing her. And I was just like, stopped halfway. I'm like, okay, she's not going to like doing this. Second time she did jog the whole time. But to your earlier points about like her getting activated easily, I think she gets more stressed out when we're running because she thinks something's wrong.
Yes.
So I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon that she'll be a jogger. Maybe never.
No.
But well, then that's okay.
And like you said, I know that this isn't supposed to be advice for other people. It's us like kind of recording our own thoughts, but I'll say like one of my happy reflections was like, it's okay if your dog is not jogging to meet her exercise needs. Like it's okay if your dog is not able to do the like structured, really formal, loose leash, like there's no tension and they're walking right next to you. Like that's not a normal thing for a dog to do. That's all like our expectations. And like as much as that looked really nice and I thought it was going to be easy, it's really tricky for her. And now I realize there's like so much joy and she meets her exercise needs other ways that aren't usually walks. And when we do go on walks, it is like just a much nicer thing being able to reflect on. It's not about walking in a straight line. It's about noticing things along the way and doing little sniffs and being able to read her body language a lot easier and things. It's been, yeah, it's been great. And it's also really, really fine if your dog never walks on a loose leash. Who cares? It's all
stupid.
It's got to
be very breed specific, right? Like dogs you see jogging with people are almost always like border collies or like, I don't know, terriers or something.
Right.
And then the ones right by the side are like, what, labs, I guess?
Yeah. And well, and it's also really age specific, right? Because I can imagine a world where she does that because that is her natural pace at that point in her life to kind of walk at our pace kind of close by us. And it's because she likes checking in, but a lot of it looks like ping pong. Like she'll check in with us and then go walk at the pace that she wants to walk, which is quicker than how I would usually walk, and go sniff something and then pause at the thing that she sniffs and then run back to me and then kind of run out ahead, where it was like even more frenetic when she was younger. But I can imagine her getting older. And yeah, you shouldn't jog with a dog that's under a year old anyway. Their little growth plates aren't closed.
Yeah, that is something I didn't really know until you had told me. And it makes sense, just making sure they're healthy enough to be jogging. But even when they're that young, they probably don't want to jog or like just won't.
Yeah, no, they want to explore the world.
Which is fine, yeah.
It's like not a normal way of engaging. Like there are definitely, like you said, I'm sure there are breed specific dogs where it's like, we're running because we're hunting. We're running because we're doing cattle dog stuff.
Yeah, we're herding stuff.
But yeah, I don't think it's for her, and that's really
totally fine. I think the second time I did it was to try to get her to poop because she hadn't pooped in a while. That was why we went on the walk.
Do you wish that she was a dog that would go for runs? Like that was a thing you had to have built into your
routine?
No, I don't
go for runs. It would be nice if she is like on one. We don't have a ton of time to like stimulate her. Like we have to go out of the house or something. And you can jog for like a quarter mile with her to tire her out. That would be nice. But again, she would just get scared and it wouldn't go well.
Yeah.
So. Well, I'm glad we could talk about that and, yeah, make memories of it. I think a lot of it is kind of tough memories, a lot of lessons learned on the walking thing. But it's something you do every single day. So it makes sense that it was a very steep learning curve, but then once we figured it out, it was like, all right, you know, we'll totally. Find what works.
Yeah. Give her and ourselves a little bit of grace along the way.
That's right. Grace at your own pace.
Nice.
All right. We'll talk to you next time on Lab Mix. Bye, Alyssa.
Bye, Nicholas.